Like,
yes, I am.
He is, and the girl is. She gets up and looks, and then she grabs you and says, see, they're all after me. They're all out to get me. And he gives her the medicinal bitch calm down slap.
And then I hold her tight.
She cries.
It'll be okay. I've got you. Now I start looking around the room immediately because it's a store for bags for products they sell or boxes and start loading up all the shit that I think is easily carryable. That's worth money. You said a cyber shop, right?
Yeah.
We still have the guy in the coffin
here. There's probably a safe in here, too.
What the hell is going on? Why do they want him?
You guys figure that out. Come with me.
She says, well, he was a rip-talk. She sobs into the new guy's fucking shoulder more.
And does he have tech in him?
Yes. Yes, I believe so. I believe that he saw something. He has a cyber eye, I believe. And I think that he recorded something that is valuable.
So it's in his eye, you think?
No, I'm not sure exactly.
This is the point where we do the click of hit slapping of... If you
come here, ma'am. We're going to go check it. This is the back room. I look at the guys over my shoulder.
In the back room is the stuff they're going to need to operate on this guy with if they want it to do.
And this is where the register is. I'm looking for a safe.
If there is
a register. In the back room.
Yeah,
register safe. First, then the same. As they come out with, like, it's just one guy with a big hacked up.
What do you know about biotech? Engineer, man. Can we just rip his head off and take it with us and we'll be okay?
Do you have any knowledge of, cyber biotech?
It's under the healing category.
Are you trying to usher her around or look for safes? Or
I'm waiting for them to have the completely confused sound and go, guys, maybe you should show her where the bathroom is. She might need to freshen up.
I'm just waiting for Caleb's response.
I think whatever it is, I've got 4D in it.
That's about right.
I'll help.
Yes, I don't know what it is, but it's 4D, whatever it is.
There you go. Do you have skill in this too? This is just for knowing about shit.
Yeah.
40?
Cool. Okay, sure. Shit. You two work together and compare notes. Caleb knows jack shit. You better get a pair. Otherwise, he'll be forced to spend pause. He's doing the big shrug, or he's playing Atlas and holding up the world.
See, now Atlas held up the sky. Atlas held up the sky. We don't put out shit like that on Run Cthulhu podcast.
Sorry, the sky.
Is it healing or is it engineering?
This would be like some health. Sort of engineering type thing.
There's two different types of cyber in your world in your list. One is cyber, the meat, the actual cutting of, splicing, getting in. The hardware is just, it's like, I think you have written under cyber tech or cyber... or technology or something that's along those lines.
Yeah, this is...
And
this
those
is
both fall under healing.
TJ, you get a 6?
Now, did you get a 10?
Okay, here are 6s then.
Okay, you're not sure where the eye probably doesn't have the recording device in it, depending on... unless it's a really fucking cheap eye. But... You'd have to perform invasive surgery to find the recording unit.
How big is it?
It depends totally on the mate. How does it transmit? It totally depends on the mate.
You got right, so no it could foot. Just be a wire, so we could just follow the wire through his body.
Could be.
What's your... Let's see. Willpower is sort of...
Yeah.
But what's your not throw up skill?
Yeah, that would be the mental fortitude.
Yeah, well, right, yeah.
So we got no idea where it is. It could be anywhere in the body.
I roll up my sleeves.
I look around. Is there a powerful electromagnet here?
That might fuck
No. Yes, good. Whoever said
it would.
Good.
It would. You're right. It would.
No random... miscellaneous devices being waved over the body.
So if we grab his eye out, can you take a look at the
No. You can't grab the eye out. You might sever the connection to the cord. You have to dig.
It doesn't matter if the connection to the cord is severed or not.
What if it's a tiny red cord that looks like a blood vessel? Which red cord are we gonna follow now? Dude, you gotta know where the maze path is.
Are we doing that here, or are we doing it somewhere else?
I've got my sleeves rolled up.
Actually, in the back room,
who wants the information?
I'm not sure yet. I thought he did, she says, but that's not him. Oh, and in the back room, the furthest back room,
there's another body.
Yes! And she finds it and goes and cries over. Yes, oh, no. No. No.
Who is he friends with? Who does he work for?
Look, these questions can be later. We need to move out.
No, they can be answered now.
Oh, she's gonna not know.
She's wailing and holding the body right now.
Is there a file of fax or something that we can just pick up that might have numbers in it?
It's a store. There's all kinds of paperwork.
I was gonna say, it's a messy store, too. It's not a...
It's a chop shop.
Yeah, imagine a cross between a chop shop for meat and cyber and a dirty tattoo parlor.
And doesn't mean he doesn't keep his paperwork in order.
Right. Now this guy is kind of like think pack rat.
Actually, and if it's a chop shop, they prefer to avoid paperwork.
Yeah.
What you might be able to get is look at the computer and see what recent communications were ahead.
Yeah, he does have a link to the Cortex over there if you want to go spend some time on it while they're dissecting the body. As I was saying, in the back room, though, is the fucking meat table. It's got, in here is all the kind of tools you'd need, both for meat and cyber. And also, what's funny is, I think that the PCs had asked me before, you know, oh yeah, our medical supplies are completely out on the ship, and I don't think they ever before, like, actually asked me, well, how much do we need to spend to get it back? But I'm here to say right now, yeah, you're in fucking...
Okay, Captain? Right,
mm-hmm.
Can you take her over into that corner, or better yet, why don't you two have a pack of cigarettes and hand her a match and go, you two, smoke out on the stairwell and make sure no one comes by?
Well, I don't think anyone should be outside at the moment.
Yes.
Really? Because if they are out there, there's less chance of a guy coming in the alley to puke and seeing the body that's there. And the blood all over the alley. I'm just trying to bring up basic points of murder here, people. You gotta cover your tracks.
I didn't think they came in. I didn't think they made it out.
Yeah.
They didn't even get in. They didn't get in. They were shooting through the doorway.
Stopped by this coffin that was really artfully placed and the most clever move of the night that entirely fucked their entire round. But because of this, they didn't quite make it all the way in. They're down the stairs, so they're not easily visible, but...
So that's all I'm saying is, you two go have a smoke outside, relax, calm her.
I understand your point, but if the friends of these guys came, she will be... in the fire.
Yeah.
Keep her in the bottom of the stairwell, then. Act as a lookout, even. We could use that right now. All of these are useful things, other than all of us standing in here arguing over what we're gonna do. Time, people. Time. Look at the time. Time keeps on ticking.
Speaking of chicken with Barney, what's the countdown down to?
You've eaten through 1 hour of your 5 hours.
This is not going to be an easy procedure.
No.
Can I start?
Okay, I take the woman out.
She's not really comfortable staying in the bottom of the stairwell with the three cooling bodies.
I have psychology as a skill.
No, she says she takes her out.
Oh. Sure, I want something.
Four bodies at the bottom of the stairs.
For your psychology roll, difficulty number 4. Because you've got 3 bodies here. Everything's fine. Everything is alright.
6 to 6.
Oh, okay, yeah, you calm her down. She's like, she's like got one of the cigarettes, her veil is up and stuff. Her fucking Irish sunglasses are finally fading. She's like, hands shaking a little bit. She's like, I've been meaning to take up smoking.
Atta girl. I go in the back.
Smoking.
Do they have one of those pictures on the wall of like the eye? I like flip through the pictures on the wall for the eye picture. This will help.
I presume they have some sort of searching thing in the back anyway.
Searching?
An electronic?
Yeah, to find the device.
No. We're not risking that.
This guy, think a couple steps down. He's got, like, scalpels, bone saws, shit like that. He was more old school.
Look, here's a hammer.
If we're doing this, I open the coffin.
Okay.
By the way, I'm just saying that I'm placing her so she isn't in the firing crunch.
No problem.
And I'm looking around.
You're on guard? By the way, the kind of enhancements they carry here are like finger blades, you know, extendable fingernails. And also they have Mr. Stud, trademark.
Somewhere that'll be worth money.
Yes, it would, actually.
All of this will be worth money somewhere. More importantly, the money they have will be worth money somewhere.
Also, their motto is, be more human than human.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So, no problem. Who's your assistant? Who's your assistant? I mean, it'd probably be Andy.
What skill is this under? I don't know.
Healing. Health.
Healing, yeah.
Probably, I was going to say, I can deal with the meat portion of ordinary doctoring.
Doctor. All right, let's do this.
Right.
I'll check the cortex for whatever records I can get out of it at the moment.
Sure. It appears that, sadly, the guy whose name I can't fucking remember is right. This guy is really paperwork light. Like, pretty much this is a fucking slum thing. So, the two doctors, doctor and doctor, could you please give me roles?
What skill are we looking for? I was just going with general doctor.
Well, let me take a look at the healing. This would be...
Torture.
Yeah, healing cyber is the specific part. So if you just have the 4 dice in healing, that's A-OK.
All right, 4 dice in healing.
I've got 4 dice list. In healing.
Yeah.
You know better than I do. So, did you get a pair?
You got a pair?
Oh, you got a pair. Did you get a pair?
No. Did you get a pair?
Hold on. I might have a pair.
I spent a pause as well.
So I get to reroll 1.
Is it in focus for you, Richard, or out?
It is in focus for me.
You might want to wait until he rolls, because you're only getting 1 dice for your fucking pause.
Yeah, but mine costs 2 pause to reroll.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's got disadvantage, makes his cost 2 pause. So
let me try mine first.
Okay. Go ahead.
Should I pick up 2 dice and reroll 2 dice? No, I only get to reroll 1. That's right.
What'd you get?
Go duddits. 2 nines.
Wow. So are you spending...
I got nothing to add to that.
Okay, so you're not spending 2 pos going for any 9s?
Do we want to go for it?
This is a nasty, not easy project.
Did you ever see the original movie, MASH?
Okay, it's Korean.
I want you to imagine, like, the blood and shit, although I know it doesn't shoot out of people that are dead, because...
Do you want after this some mental fortitude for both of us?
Yeah, that'd probably be good. that's what surgery is. He's digging in with the fucking grinding thing, and you're getting splattered with fucking bits of bone.
Well, I'm going to have to take out the eye on the other side just to see kind of how it's supposed to look.
Right. Give me that spoon.
Yeah, there's a spoon.
So, Richard?
I'm just rerolling the 7, 8, 6.
So,
So what do you have?
Not a...
Set, 4, 5, 7, 10. Rubbish.
Poop.
No problem.
Well, now, can I spend one more? He spent two on this project. Can I spend one more and reroll one of these?
Yeah, not one of the nines. Don't reroll one of your nines.
Oh, yeah.
TJ's spending another prize.
It's their job to dance around and get shot at, not mine.
Right. They're pretty good at the killing
shot
part.
Shot at's dangerous.
They seem to be good at the killing part.
No. Alright.
Okay. So are you sticking with the two nines?
I seem to have forgotten all of my basic biology. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Can't roll biology to assist on this, can I?
No, you seem to have most of the parts that you should, but okay, this is the necrophilia, the urge to crack open a cold one section. Okay, as you dig into the corpse, he does indeed have a cyber eye. You manage to trace the fucking recording line, the micro fucking thin recording line. By the way, body completely getting destroyed. Like, oh, I need to see in here. Give me that fucking bone saw. Yeah! You know, that kind of shit's going on. Oh, here, give me a sprinter. I can crack that rib bone open there to make sure where it's going. You trace it down to the chest, and then you crack open the chest, and it looks like he had one of his lungs replaced with, like, some other cyber-type lung that pretty much allowed you to have the thing, but gave you some extra space, and you did find the recording unit hooked to a fucking bomb.
Stop.
And it's pretty much the kind of bomb it is, it's, you fuck with this recording unit, I blow up, type bomb. Just so you know. Now, I don't know if anybody here knows anything, or if, let me rephrase that. I don't know if any of the two guys covered with blood and fucking gore know anything about demolitions.
I got four.
No, I'm going to tag Caleb.
I got four in demo.
Oh, that's a nightmare waiting to happen.
I got that. I can do that.
You love having fours and shit.
Let me try.
Okay, so you go get Caleb. By the way, for the two guys in there, could I have a mental fortitude, resist crazy, whatever the fuck it's called?
While we've been doing that, I've been looking at the cortex box.
No problem. They've taken about an hour fucking cutting up this fucking body.
How bad is failing your mental on these things?
Throw up into the corpse, no big deal. Or actually, you're wearing a mask, you throw up into the fucking mask and just put it in the guy like, ah!
Why are we wearing masks?
To keep the shit out of your mouth that was flying up from when you were using, like, the spinning rotary blades and shit. Plus, he, like, managed to hit you in the face a couple times with the blood and
I'm gonna
shit.
I'm going to have to change this angle.
That's why. So, there's no reason for the corpse. This is fucking self-protection.
Does he puke?
I don't know.
It's like I'm matching you. We're both mountains.
Nobody ever hears of this.
And then you want to bring...
Bio duct and it exploded.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then you want to bring Caleb in and see if he can pass or fail his.
We both come out. High five!
By the way, the gloves and shit, just imagine somebody putting them on in a rush and the fingers are kind of fucked up and they're both covered in enough gore. It looks like they went to one of those modern concerts.
The beauty is there really wouldn't be all that much blood.
Yeah.
Frozen as shit.
No, he wasn't actually frozen. He was in stasis.
Oh, like jelly
stasis. I thought he was in cryostasis.
Nah, not exactly. He was in stasis.
So no cold, cool air coming out.
No, he had the mysterious smoke stuff, though.
Oh, okay.
It was a mysterious
fucking
smoke.
Wire was on fire in this thing the whole time. It's waiting to set the bomb. All right, so Doctor number one leaves, or Doctor number two leaves. Doctor number one stays. I know about bombs.
Caleb, I think you might be getting.
I need
something.
An assistant.
Well, did Caleb get anything from his?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you were checking. What was you looking for at Caleb's place? Sorry.
Look at the cortex box to see what recent communications it had.
Ah! Okay, let me see which skill I'm going to want here. Because, you can just look at his incoming and outgoing messages. It looks like a few months ago, whatever logical time, the lady started contacting him. And from the messages, like, because you can read the incoming and outgoing. It looks like they were being very formal, like, oh, hello, it has been a long time. I am glad to hear you are well, type thing. But it looks like they were in communication, like, a while ago. So he did know she was coming, but could you give me, let me see here.
Security? Hacking?
Security would, or actually, either security or hacking. I could go for either.
60 either way, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, groovy.
Fear of threes.
Yeah. Not really anything special there. You're thinking that they were pretty much broadcasting in the clear, so to speak. So, yeah. Other than that, who the fuck knows?
Oh.
But yeah, they were definitely in communication. And she was using the name you got off of the multi-pass. Multi-pass. So there you go.
Alright, who's next? In the House of Horrors.
Caleb, you want to go back there and see what projectile vomiting's really all about?
Here's some gloves. You'll need them. And a mask.
Have I been told to go in there?
We need you.
Yeah, I'm just going to go out and tag him in.
We need you.
All right. Make a fortitude roll?
Yeah, nope. Now, here's the bad thing. If you fail it, you're going to be a -1 D to you're dealing with the bomb because you're fucking going to get dizzy, nauseous.
Does that come under engineering?
Yes. Yes, it would.
Did I give a crap?
Yeah, okay, yeah. You're right. He's got a special advantage. He's -2 at anything to do with people, and a permanent -2, and he can ignore 2D of penalties when dealing with anything mechanical, because he's like a savant.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But the permanent -2 means he no talkie. So, let's see. Engineered demolitions is the role I need.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't have demolitions.
Whoopsie-daisy.
What? What's your engineering at?
14.
Huh. Yeah. You
know how the system works, that once you get past 40, you have to specialize?
All right. We both assist. I'll be the primary, you be the secondary.
Actually, you can both be the primary.
What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
Let's disarm this bitch.
I'm looking for some kind of special, because just so you know, before you roll, is everybody else wanting to be outside of the death room?
Yeah, I was going to tell them to leave the building. This would be a good time for everyone to have a smoke.
It's pretty much a, quote, smoke, eh? It's pretty much a pinpoint explosive, so you're guessing it'll take out you two and maybe somebody if they're standing in the doorway or they'll at least be hurt. It should kill just you two and completely annihilate the thing it's wired to, i.e. the media storage thing. And on the media storage thing, Caleb, just looking at it, if you can get the bomb thing off of it, you're thinking, if you were to grab some of the random cables and shit that are here, then bring those to your ship, aka Caleb's lair, then it would be very easy to do playback there. Pretty much just grab a couple cables on your way out or hit a radio shack later. So, I'm going to need something pretty special on this because it's pretty fucking nasty. So, I'm going to look for a pair, but I'm looking for a difficulty number of 5. Or you can get 3 of a kind of whatever the fuck you want, and I'm happy.
Right.
So.
Okay, well, this is in focus to me, so I'm going to be able to pause there. That's why I didn't do that. Right, you roll, I roll, let's see what we've got. I got crap all. How about you?
Pair 2s. Not good.
No, that wouldn't even
be a difficulty number. 3 2s.
3 2s.
3 2s works. Okay, so yeah, 3 of a kind. Fuck you. Anyway, didn't have to spend any pause. All right, so after the bloody mash scenes, you guys defuse the bomb. You know, if you want to keep the bomb, you can. It's a little... No?
Okay. It's a fucking bomb. No. Yeah,
a little risky.
You want to leave it behind to go off once we're gone?
No. We leave it behind, and I leave a bloody note on the door saying, bomb in room.
No, we leave a note saying, ha ha ha, now I have a bomb.
No. Psycho. Safe. I start looking for a safe.
You do find a safe. The safe looks like the only piece of decent gear he's got. It's a wall safe built into the wall. It's completely unpickable. Uncrackable. You're never going to get it. You have safe cracking in specific?
Safe cracking specific? No.
Yeah. Oh, so you're 4D and going for it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, good luck. I don't think you're going to get it. Difficulty number is like 6.
What's it under?
Safe cracking.
Thievery.
Thievery.
Thievery what? Thievery safe. There is no thievery.
Thievery pick locks.
Yeah, I guess mechanical lock.
Mechanical lock.
Mechanical lock. Oh, do you want some assist or?
Sure! Doctor.
And you probably should get clean. The two doctors should
I've
probably
got
clean
two
up.
2 4s, 2 7s. What do you got?
It's going to be number 6, so I think you're in if you...
He's got a pair of fours. You got.
He's got sevens. Oh, he's got 2 4s also. So you guys got 4 4s. No problem. You're in. You got the. Okay. Now, aside from, don't rattle those, dude.
Oh yeah.
He's got a couple of sticks in there, like cred sticks. Hopefully not registered to him. He's got a cred reader / transferer.
Super valuable.
Yeah. And then some documents and stuff.
Cred reader.
Yeah.
That's important. I'm writing that one down. Cred.
And transfer. So if you get 2 cred sticks and the cred reader, you can transfer reader. Cred.
Sash.
It'll irritate transfer. Travis because he likes cashing money, but whatever. TJ's writing it down, so nobody else do it or else it'll multiply. Actually, you might want to have one of them write it down. Do you not write it down? Because if you're not here next week, then it's still on the ship.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Sort of one thing. You write it down, and then you leave with it, and we'll sit again.
Yeah. Okay, what would two doctors want to do to clean up? There is a sink there.
How many sticks?
2 cred sticks.
2 cred sticks.
A week?
Cred sticks. Grab all the medical supplies.
Yeah.
Bag all that shit up.
And the stuff that I need, the wires and stuff I need to read the crap.
There's miscellaneous loot type stuff.
Any meds? Painkillers?
Yeah, he's got some. Yeah.
There are places where that's valuable.
Who's got pharmacy skill to know which stuff's the good stuff and which stuff's the fucking TJ? Anybody else want to try pharmacy?
What's it under?
I think, it's under the healing. No, actually, that's,
Is that chemistry, though?
Chemistry, sir. Natural sciences.
I go out to relieve Maddie so that she can go in.
It's under natural science.
Natural science.
Yeah. Yeah, boop.
Okay.
Take all the...
You grab one.
If it's a liquid or a pill, I take it.
Yeah.
I can do research.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, you point out some other stuff that isn't obvious. So, you guys loot stuff. I know Caleb's the fucking consummate engineer, and he'll be like, this is good, this is junk.
Do me a spot, everybody, or just, do a quick look through for anything like a hidden plate, hidden anything, hidden... cover, because these type of places might have illegal tech hidden.
The one thing I'll point out is we may want to put the stuff back in the coffin and use that to get back through again. That's a good cover for us to use.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure.
Don't worry, we'll be taking your husband, big air quotes, back with us.
She looks at you covered in fucking gore and is frightened. So...
The other guy had information we needed. Wink, wink.
Go ahead and give me visual spots, please, to look for the hidden toy prize that TJ believes may be there.
2 10s.
Ooh. Well, better than mine.
You go, girl.
Can't beat that. I got a pee here, but...
Yeah, illegal shop like this?
Yeah, you do find it's actually behind the counter. It's underneath the fucking carpet. And it looks like it's a big fucking door thing, but it's got like some sort of biometric lock on it, like needs a thumbprint.
Electronical lock?
Electronic?
Electronic, yeah.
Let's just cut away the finger of the guy.
Pair of sixes? What do you got?
They seem to be more interested in playing with wires.
Double eights.
I got an 8 too, so triple eight it is.
Triple eights.
Right, no problem. It shows her, like, with the hand of the dead guy going, but we could just... And they're like, no, look at this! Right, no problem. Yeah, it opens on up. and lights come on downstairs.
Time? We don't have a lot of time, I'm thinking.
Right. Are there railings?
They come for us, but I don't think we have a lot of time.
Right. Steps.
Yeah.
Right. I just poke my head down real quick.
It looks like, give me a spot. Make it super good. Super good. Visual.
I need somebody better to do this.
No, it's all you. You're looking in there.
That's shit. Out of ordinary.
The camera is fucked. They got the camera.
This was the camera.
And then they turned on the bright lights, and you're like, my eyes. You can't see shit. You hope that, you know, there's not death or the monster Maddie keeps talking about.
Right. But boxes, crates.
I can't quite see from this angle, but there may be.
Wait a minute. I look over at the captain. Captain, you can spot a tick on a monster from a mile away.
Yeah.
I kneel and offer you a hand to lower you in.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's stairs. Captain, since you're getting kind of pushed up because he's nearly blind, could you please give me your visual spot roll? Make it good. Make it nifty.
Nifty. Two tens.
Okay. Interesting. There's like, you think it's laser protected? Like, break the beam and something happens that's not good. But you can't actually see the beams, but you can see like the
holes
thing that were tried to be cunningly concealed, but you can spot the tick on a monster. Mm. So, and you think that they're on, but it's hard to tell. I mean, unless you had like hairspray or something, but where would you get hairspray in a fucking tattoo shop type place? Mm. Oh, there's some.
Maybe I have some on me.
Actually, it's some on the counter right next to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you spray it in the air. Yes, they are fucking on.
Under, either it's under thievery or it's under, engineering. To the security systems?
I would allow.
Computer security, there's thievery security.
That's under
engineering.
I would allow Roll to know more about maybe what's up, but.
What skill?
Security systems?
What about thievery?
Yeah, that's just your four dice. They give you your four dice in it, but if you have a security system specialized, otherwise you could roll four dice or however many you've got in thievery, sure.
Well, if we pulled knowledge, we've got four twos between us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get any four twos, TJ?
No, four twos is good.
Four twos is pretty good. Okay, you're guessing that you break the beam and probably around the corner. Can't verify it, not sure, but you're guessing that around the corner downstairs. So in other words, because he has to have a way to turn it off, right? There isn't one here, so you're guessing you go downstairs around the corner, and there's probably some sort of fucking diabolical pad made by evil leprechauns or something like that, that then you've got to enter in the right code, or bad shit happens. Maybe the place locks and
we just avoid
you.
The beam?
No, pretty much, unless you figure out some really amazing way that I am to get through it, but no. So it's definitely a fucking hard target, but anything could happen. The entire shop could blow up, police could be called and the shop blow up, or, gas you, or poison you, or fucking ninja are summoned, who knows? Could be anything.
All the pie is delivered into your face.
Right. You could get
what do you
pie.
Want to do, Captain? Understand, I look over at the lady. Odds are good, she ain't paying right now.
Yeah, that's true, but we don't have much time.
You found the thing in him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's still outside.
Look, I'm a lying bitch now too, aren't I? I do know what's doing here.
We don't have much time. I don't know if it's worth to try to...
Why don't you ask your robot how much time do we have?
I asked my robot.
Hi, Captain.
Hi. How much time?
I've been really kind of missing everybody, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Please, how much time it is till the ship comes?
Do you think we could get together and talk sometime?
I'm covered in blood, robot!
Shut up!
What time is it?
We've got about 2 hours and 57 minutes and 16 seconds left.
How long did it take to get here?
Allow yourself half an hour for travel, maybe an hour tops, depending on, you know, the press.
Not that we have any idea if that ship arrived is actually Mezzadan.
Yeah, I know.
I think between me and him, the two of us can undo whatever panel lies behind it.
Assuming you can even get into the panel, it could require cutting torches or something like that. It could be built
into some shit. Yeah, and it's going to take time if you do it.
Alright, let's go. Clear out everything in the damn store, though.
Yeah, you take all the junk, you could almost just see a little bit of chrome. Couldn't tell what was on, but just a little bit of chrome down there.
Alright, just fucking run and grab the chrome and run out. Why dick around with the box? I look at everybody. Get out, because I'm making a run. There's like two guys thinking madly how to pick a block on a wall, and another guy runs past them in the background, grabs shit, and runs out.
Run, motherfucker, run!
I forgot all my basic looting skills. Brick, window, run.
So everybody loads up the... Everybody loads up the coffin, and...
Do we get medical supplies and shit?
Yep.
Yes.
First thing I grabbed.
Yeah, I know, just checking.
Yeah, you guys load up the loot coffin and muscle it out. Again, it's Maddie and JJ doing all the fucking work. And because the other guy, the new short guy whose name nobody remembers, is in the I'm getting ready to fucking sprint into the fucking pit of doom and see what the
somebody,
fuck.
Somebody make sure we take like a chunk of metal or something laying around in the store and put it in the floor thing so it can't close.
Oh, damn it. He's giving me the WW sneaky fat bastard. Alright. Okay. Yep. And you guys muscle the coffin out and start
making sure my exit.
Yep, and you make sure your exit. Now, what it's gonna come down to is it's going to be pretty, the main thing's going to be running. I'm not even so worried about the grabbing. Now keep in mind, the more matches you have, like you can get four fours or some shit, that's fucking awesome, but, you're getting ready to roll four dice, you are. Fucking fuck. So,
Is
this a group running roll, or what are we doing?
I look around. Yeah, are any of you fucking gazelles? Because I sure am not. What about you, tall guy? Tall guy?
Oh, sorry, I thought you said tall guy. No, I can... Nah, I've run before.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm as good as the other midget.
The two midgets are, like, fighting over who gets to make the mad dash for, like, as their little...
I'm not volunteering for a bad dish. I'm just saying I'm as good as you.
Yeah.
And everything went so well so far.
So we look at the big guy with the tall legs. Huh?
He's like, I don't know what the fuck running is. I just shoot.
I can give it a go.
Attaboy. I'll stay up top, make sure the door does not close.
Is that the endless thing that I'm trying to grab?
I point at the silver, the big chunk
maybe
of silver.
It's just another bomb.
I was going to say, I'm running to grab a bomb.
That'd be awesome.
The self-destruct mechanism.
Fucking awesome. The one item you can steal in the room is a bomb. That is evil on all kinds of levels. This is the most paranoid evil store owner.
JJ, give me a spot roll to see what the silver shiny thing he's wanting you to run in and grab is. It's like chrome colored.
It's a doorknob. Nope, no idea.
Hey, you don't know, but you do feel that greed in your heart. Oh, you'll see it.
It's shiny. You want me to go and get the shiny object?
No. The big shiny object. Look, no, I get his head. Look. There!
You don't know what the fuck he's playing. You see his finger close up.
There you go. That way, you'll figure it out once you're closer. pat him on the back. You're the man. You're the best.
Do you have any danger sense skill, Richard?
You're the best around.
Just basic awareness. Let's see.
Yeah, go for it.
There's no danger.
I pat him on the back. You got this.
You have danger sense?
Got this.
Everybody else is like moving down the street and getting the fuck out of here and heading back to the ship, right?
I know it's bad. No, I told him I would wait at that door. It's the only right thing to do.
No, we can't do that because we need the big guy to actually push the fucking crate.
I'm taking you along with me.
So do you want at least get near the alley?
We need the big guy to move the crate, yeah.
So you want at least get near the alley exit or something to in case, you know, it blows up?
Do we really want to do this? We have the thing from the dead guy that's...
I nudge him down the hole. Go, 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 go!
It's a shiny thing.
You should probably start running.
Okay, but if you want to do it quick.
Yeah, that's the preferred method of running.
No, we are standing here for...
I've got no idea what's at the end. I'm not... particularly wanting to run down a hall for no reason.
Wants to, so let's go away.
As you guys are leaving, you notice one of your members is staying behind with a big grin on his face like, I'm going to get
it's mine home. Then. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this shit. You guys should probably get out of the store.
I get to the end of the alley waiting to push the coffin loot.
If he dies, at least that tiny
sucker's dead. Alright, so, pause.
You don't even want to hear the result?
Huh? No matches.
Carry on. This is out of focus for you, right?
Of course.
Nice.
Uh-huh. That's why I wanted the guy who could run to do this.
Nah, nobody.
But they're all iffy. Everything's iffy on this ship.
And it cost me 2 pause to re-roll a single die.
Nah, you wouldn't have had to re-roll. You'd have been fine. Nah. 2 5s.
Yep. Okay, you go run down there, and you see the shiny thing is actually a fucking table leg. You just got a glimpse of it from my opaque angle. But the look that he gave me was fucking great.
I'm within reach.
But it looks as though there's somebody actually laying on the table down here. They've got tubes and shit sticking out of them, and it's really clean down here. And it looks as though he's having, like, Wolverine-type claws put in, but not right now. I mean, they're, like, partway in and stuff, and he's just been left on the table here for whatever fucking reason, although... You're not a fucking doctor. You're just trying to grab some. And you're looking around wildly and give me a fucking healing roll because it's the medicine and you're not seeing any... Unless you want to fucking chop off his arms and grab the cyber shit.
Fuck. Is he not dead?
You're not really sure. You haven't got a lot of time, but the medicine's for like, is there anything medicinal around that looks like it's worth some fucking money? And you see a timer on one of the walls going 3, 2, and...
Oh.
This is for a spot?
Medicine. Healing. Four dice for that. Yeah, it's one of your 4 dice skills.
2 9s.
Yeah. There's some shit that kids will pay good money for this. You can get them. You can fucking. It's like horse tranquilizers.
I'm more concerned about the guy on the table.
Wow. Yeah, you're not even sure if he's still alive. He could probably use his bag change, but you're out of fucking time. And you're hearing the door thing working on closing.
Yeah, okay.
It may end up
looks like I'm grabbing meds.
And then you go running your fucking ass off. I don't need a new running roll because I know exactly where it's going to be. And you're running out. And you're not sure if you recognize that guy who was on the table or not. You only got a really brief look, and he would look real bad shape. Lots of tubes and masks and shit like that. And you're running your ass off. And just TJ, roll 6 dice. This is damage to different parts of your body as the world, as you're doing the Bruce Willis, getting thrown forward with your fucking meds as the entire shop is like going fucking Nova behind you. Enjoy.
All right. So what am I rolling for
now? Pairs or anything?
One pair.
Okay, so that you took 2 points to whatever number is on those dice and 1 point to whatever number is on the other dice.
Chest.
And everybody else goes, oh, and everybody stops, who's like near mouth the alley, and goes, because they think it's part of the fucking show, because they're fucking drunk out of their mind.
So 2 to the number 7. So the chest. 1, 2. You just check them off? I don't know how damage works here.
Oh, yeah. It's killing. You're going to need to fucking get some rest. I'm not even sure you're going to have to worry about it because you've got 10 minutes left of game time. But either way, you get chewed up a bit. The important thing is, you didn't get, like, all 4 points in one leg and go, just leave me. And they go, all right, and take off.
Cool.
All right. So, you've got whatever the fuck drugs.
Good drugs. I will write down and circle.
Yep.
good.
That'll provide some starting money if you get a play again. How's that? And so you guys go limping off. Or he goes limping off. Everybody else just walks like normal people. And you wheel the shit to the ship. And then?
My scarf's on fire.
Are we going off planet? Are we sticking around to see? Is there anybody else on planet you know who can help you? Who won't turn you in?
She says, I don't know anybody else here, but if we were to find out what's on there, that might tell us what we need to do.
That's the next step.
All right, then we're up and off.
I want to go to my room.
Barney says, excuse me, boss? Captain?
Yes?
I just want to let you know that there is a general planetary cortex coming over.
Whoops. What is that?
The Alliance is broadcasting that the destruction of buildings during the party is not appropriate behavior.
Okay.
Thought I should let you know, it is a high-priority bulletin from the Alliance.
Hooray.
You notice that the new guy's scarf is on fire a little bit.
Is that metal? There's metal in my chest.
And we're going to go ahead, as you guys are taking off and heading out with your newest crewmate, who everybody knows as Lying Whore, as you take off, wondering what kind of neat shit you've gotten. And you're flying off, and last words before the scene closes is, so did we have a general course in mind? From Barney.
I'm out of it.
Constantly wants to take off, so now he's reprogramming himself. Take off,
and for you three, just in case the other two are not here, which won't help you if they are, because only you will remember this. You need the data off of the disk you just got.
Smash the eye. Yes.
Why do I see that coming up in the course? I think somebody said smash the eye.
If we're going to a nearby planet, it's either Benedict or Osiris, so we just fly around for a while.
Well, we go back to Ariel. To Amber.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You are not going back to the place where these people originally started chasing this chick from.
Just you guys pass them, they go,
"Much fun!" Oh, I'm dodging them when they're on their home turf.
Wow.
So,
we need to.
Where's the next place you're gonna stop along the way? I think I'll take me and my drugs.
We need to pick up Twitchy.
Oh my god! Twitchy's left on that. Where the fuck did everybody go?
We'll
have a talk with the other members and see if they can do something better for us.
Yeah.
We might have ship combat with Pete spinning all his paws rolling to avoid missiles, and that's it.
We don't have ship combat.
10 minutes left, I should have spent the rest of my paws. Got
it. Ah, yeah. The T module is my favorite, Richard. That's all we came for. God damn.
So we got medical supplies, some cyber shit, cyber claws, it's not my problem.
That's and the lying whore.
We picked up a lying board.
Nice.
So we came out of this one.
You're lying. Oh, I'm a lying bitch now. What was that? What was that, Richard?
I was just saying we came out of this about 3,000 down.
Not yet. It's not over.
Including the medical supplies and all that crap that we got there. Mm-hmm. And the 15 grand of which the woman has paid 200.
You mean 15,000?
The service to the maintenance on the ship and stuff to all cover as well.
Yeah.
She'll work it out.
It's more than I suspected. She will give us.
Oh, yes.
Can I talk to her now?
She will.
No. Tomorrow.
Always tomorrow.
But you get to shoot somebody. Aren't you happy?
Yay.
Yes, they got to shoot at me as well. It wasn't quite so much.
So did they do some kind of... What's the reward system in this?
Oh, the XP type thing? You get 50 points.
Okay.
Yep. You could have just sat on your ass on the lumber planet for the same time that we did this, and you still would have got 50 XP. Mm-hmm. We could have had a whole mission of wandering around trying to move the 300 yards or whatever it was to find that guy's place.
I thought it was going to be that for a while, honestly.
Yeah.
We tried.
We bumbled around in new, exciting, different places. Missing meetings and...
That was so awesome.
And you guys wanted to just hang out and deliver stuff. Wasn't that more exciting? Holy shit, my scarf's on fire. I'm bleeding. Medic! Well, I am the medic.
I'm sorry, we're all out of medical supplies. Have this shiny table leg.
No, I didn't grab that.
No, I know.
I really wanted to grab the guy. But with my strength... Get
another person.
With my strength and size, I knew that wasn't happening. That's why you don't hang out dirty cyber shops.
Yeah.
Well, at least we know what to do the next time this happens. Turn down the woman. She's offering too much money. It's obviously a trap or too much trouble.
Admiral Akbar says,
it's a trap!
We knew it beforehand.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Yeah, but we walked into it still.
We got shot at. Did you see that? It was amazing. I've never been shot at before.
Well, you were in the camera all the time, so I don't know how much amazing it was for you.
It was amazing. I got shot at.
Next time, try to shoot somebody. It will be even more amazing.
Yeah, I'm not.
You also have shares in a lumberjack company.
Not really that much into violence.
Yeah. Just get...
What's the average person earn in a day?
I don't think we worked that out.
I don't know. A
couple creds?
Yeah, maybe. Probably.
Part owner of a company? I think I did okay.
Yeah.
You know you said your scarf was on fire.
Oh, shit.
Wasn't half of that wrapped around your hands and half of that wrapped around her hands?
No. When I went in for the surgery, I wrapped it around my face. Ah!
Yes.
Yeah.
I figure it's like one of those big, long ones that some people wear where they can wrap around their head like twice and then throw down the two dangly ones in the back or whatever.
It's a Doctor Who scarf.
Yes.
Just imagining that, yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What the fuck did we high-five? Oh, the fucking spoon.
Spoon.
Like, I popped the eyeball out, and I was like, with a spoon. Spoon. And he was like, spoon, at the same time. So, yeah, that was a high-five, because we think alike. It's pretty fucked up.
Make that slurping noise, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Happy days.
See, but all miss.
That was good. It was fun.
Travis and Pete.
fun.
Yeah, it was Pete's own fault for having a country that floods.
Sure, that's not the normal there.
I would like to point out I'm very impressed with Yana because I know what time it is there and she's yes. still fucking wide awake. She's like, we're in combat. Kill, kill. Everybody's like, calm down, woman. Kill, I'm the captain.
Shit.
So the way to keep you awake is to have you be the captain.
Okay. Everybody looks at her. So, captain, what's next?
No.
Sleep.
Put you into cryo.
Good.
Alright. Well, does anybody else have anything to say before I hang up and the recording? Blah, blah, blah.
Good talking to you guys again.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Hopefully Logan manages to get his internet up and running once he does end up overseas, so I can hopefully jump in on another session with you kids.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on my money situation, I may try to come out again one last time before he leaves.
Nice.
Doubtful. But I'd try if I could.
I was going to say, you want to contact Travis and say, when are you going to drill next?
In a month.
Yeah, but it
well, the missus is feeling kind of good, so maybe tomorrow night. Oh, not that kind of. No, I have no idea. Usually it's a few weeks apart.
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks apart or some shit like that. Oh. Might bounce around for him, I don't know.
Yeah, I got no idea because fucking brains do things in their own time. So. Alright.
Bye-bye, kids.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Tell your friend she's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very, she's very sleeping.
I can't wake imagine her up. Fucking why. Yeah, wake her up and say, I killed somebody! she'd love
I
that.
Think she wouldn't be as surprised.
Just hit her once with a pillow for me. Just once. And say, surprise, bitch! Didn't see that coming, did you?
Alright. Catch you guys later.
Dying whore!
Bye.
Liar!